So take a moment to make any adjustments you need to make in your body position. You can adjust your neck, let your head roll from side to side. Let your shoulder blades rest against the ground, falling down your back. Let your hands turn open and rest beside your hips. Release any holding in the belly and the solar plexus. Relax your hips and pelvis. Let your legs fall open, feet fall away from each other. If you need to make any adjustments so that you're comfortable and relaxed, you can do that now. The most important thing while we practice is that you can stay open and receptive and relaxed. If you find your mind wandering, if you get distracted by your thoughts, that's okay. The only thing that matters is your intention to do something good for yourself. So we'll begin by consciously relaxing different parts of the body. So on an inhale, you'll bring your attention to a part of the body, and on an exhale, just repeat to yourself in your mind the name of the part of the body and ask it to relax. Don't worry if you can't feel the part of the body relaxing. That's okay. And again, if you get distracted, that's also all right. Just bring yourself back using your breath and the sound of my voice. So we'll begin now. On your next deep inhale, bringing your attention to your feet. And as you exhale, feet relax. Inhale, ankles. Exhale, ankles, relax. Inhale, lower legs. Exhale, relax. Inhale, upper legs, thighs, and relax. Inhale, pelvis, hips. Exhale, relax. We'll do two more breaths here, the pelvis and hips. Inhale. Relax. Inhale, belly. Inhale, chest. Inhale, lower back. Inhale, upper back. Inhale, shoulders. Inhale, upper arms. Inhale, lower arms. Inhale, hands. Neck. Jaw. Tongue. Face, eyes, eyebrows, forehead. Whole body. Relax. Whole body. Relax. Skin. Relax. Bones. Relax. Muscles. Relax. Visualize yourself now sitting comfortably on a cliff looking over the water. You are sitting cross-legged. There's grass underneath you. You can smell and taste salt on the wind. And all around you, you can see the blue, endless sea stretching out towards the horizon. Far below you, there is a rocky beach, and you can hear and see the waves gently and rhythmically meeting the shore. In the distance, you can hear the sound of birds calling. The water is a brilliant shade of blue. The sky is clear, and the sun is shining. There is only the slightest wind, and you feel completely at peace and calm here. So total and complete is your feeling of peace and calm that as you look far to the west and you see dark storm clouds approaching, you are not afraid. You are not concerned. You understand that you are sitting here in a completely safe and calm space, the space of your own awareness, and that you cannot be touched by the chaos of the world. From this space of certainty and safety, you watch as the storm approaches. The black, gray, and dark blue clouds rolling over the water. The gentle mist of rain that you can see approaching. The wind getting faster. The sounds of the birds disappearing. The storm is nearly here. You can see the rain beginning to hit the water. But you are protected. You are still sitting calmly in the globe of your own awareness. And so you are not surprised that the water does not touch you. It rolls off of the edge, touches the ground and the water. You are now sitting calmly in the eye of a great storm. You can hear loud, roaring thunder, bright, sharp lightning flashing in front of you. The sea crashing in all directions, but you are safe, warm, and dry. And from your place of warmth and calm, allow yourself to appreciate the beauty of the storm. Enjoy the dark blues, indigo, the incredible sounds and sights of the world remaking itself. Enjoy the uncontrolled chaos. And know that you are safe within it. Repeating your sankalpa for yourself 3 times with emphasis on the word or words that mean the most to you. Taking a deep breath, call yourself back into your body. Take a moment to become aware of the space of your body from inside. Heaviness, looseness, tightness, anything at all. Notice if your body was sending you any signals during the practice. If there's something you can or should do for yourself. Become aware of the sensation of your clothing on your skin, of your blanket on your body. And when you feel that you have fully arrived again in your body, you can begin to move in whatever way you need to wake yourself up.